As orthodontists, we aren't often involved in the management of traumatic injuries to primary teeth, but these injuries in the primary dentition can impact our treatment at a later date if the injury has an effect on the permanent successor tooth. The most likely type of injury to risk the developing permanent tooth is some sort of intrusive injury. To clarify the prevalence of intrusive injuries in children, and to study the impact of these injuries on the permanent teeth, researchers in Brazil conducted a study of traumatic injuries in children over a period of 8 years. A portion of their results were published recently in the August 2010 issue of the journal Dental Traumatology in an article called "Frequency of Intrusive Luxation in Deciduous Teeth and Its Effects." The data used for this analysis was collected from the Pediatric Dental Trauma Center at Rio de Janeiro State University from 1996 to 2004. For each individual, the type of injury was recorded, along with age, gender, and cause of the injury. These individuals received follow-up in the clinic, and the consequence of the injury on the primary tooth was determined. Ultimately, the successor permanent tooth was examined after eruption for any signs of an impact secondary to the primary tooth trauma. The study examined three main questions. The first was, what is the prevalence of an intrusive injury among children treated for dental trauma of the primary incisors? The answer to this question is about 30%, the most frequent type of injury seen. Of the approximately 750 injuries seen during the study period, 221 were either partial or total intrusions. The second question was, what were the effects of the intrusive trauma on the primary tooth and its permanent successor? The most common effect on the primary tooth was pulpal necrosis and tooth loss, which occurred in nearly 80% of the totally intruded teeth and about 25% of the partial intrusions. The permanent successor suffered from enamel discoloration or hypoplasia in 20% of the total intrusion cases and 30% of the partial intrusion. The third question was whether the consequences to the primary or permanent teeth were influenced by the child's age at the time of injury. In this population, the researchers found no correlation between the effects on the teeth and the age at the time of injury. What we know from this study is that intrusive injuries are common, and they happen to children 1 to 4 years of age, most commonly in a fall at home. We also know that 20 to 30% of these injuries will result in some enamel disturbance of the permanent incisor, with other consequences, such as root or crown dilacerations or eruption disturbances, also a possibility. More information about traumatic intrusive injuries to the primary teeth can be found in the August 2010 issue of the journal Dental Traumatology.